Management at Newstalk have said they're reviewing the radio work of Ivan Yates, claiming that he failed to inform them of any potential conflict of interest when he presented programmes on the station during the presidential election. The Irish Independent revealed over the weekend that Mr Yates worked as an advisor to Fianna Fáil's presidential candidate Jim Gavin. During the campaign, he also worked for Newstalk and appeared on the Path to Power podcast with co-host Matt Cooper. His role on that podcast has now been ended with immediate effect, after the producers said that they were not aware that he was working on the presidential campaign. RTE said Mr Yates was interviewed on two programmes before the election, but not during the key campaign period from September 22nd, set down by the regulator, Coimisiún na mBan. The Migration Minister, Colm Brophy, said yesterday on RTE's This Week programme that Fianna Fáil had questions to answer and that the matter may also have to be examined by the media regulator. Ivan Yates came under fire during the presidential election campaign after comments made on Newstalk's Calling It podcast about what he said he would advise Fine Gael to do against the eventual winner of the contest, Catherine Connolly.
If you're asking me, OK, so Fine Gael ring me and say, how do we reverse this, right? You're going to be shocked about this now, right? I would go bullheaded. Do you want a Provo in the park? Is she a Russian asset? I would smear the bejesus out of her simply because you have nothing to lose.
That was Ivan Yates speaking on the Calling It podcast on Newstalk. We contacted Ivan Yates for comment, but we received no response from him. We are joined in our studio now by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, who broke that story on Saturday. Good morning. Thanks
Good morning,
for being
Justin.
With us. What was Ivan Yates' involvement with Jim Gavin?
So Ivan Yates has been working for Fianna Fáil for the past 2 years, at least, going back to the European elections in 2024, also through the general election. And when it came to the presidential election, he was working as a debate preparation coach for Jim Gavin. Ivan Yates says he doesn't tell the people he works with what to say. He tells them how to say it.
OK, so what did that work involve then?
So it would appear to have been that he was... Ivan Yates says he adopts the role of the interviewer or the person who is chairing the debate, puts the candidate through the motions, seeks to anticipate the questions that will come up, and then advises them on how they should respond to it. As he says, not what to say, but how to say it. So we believe at this stage that he wasn't involved in all the debates. He wasn't involved all the way through the campaign, but certainly the first debate, the crucial one, on Virgin Media TV with your new colleague Kieran Cuddihy, that was definitely one that he was involved with.
And while he was doing this work then, he was also working as an analyst in the media. He was on the Path to Power podcast with Matt Cooper, and he was on Newstalk's Calling It podcast when we heard his comments, the smear, the bejesus comments there. He also somewhat recently said on that podcast that when he's working with somebody, that he always works on the assumption that eventually everything is going to get out, so you may as well start with the unvarnished truth and work backwards from that. It would seem, though, in this case, he didn't take his own advice.
Yeah, see, this is what we're not clear on now, because you've got two Ivan Yates. You have the analyst, the commentator, the pundit, or you have the campaign advisor, the candidate coach, the person who was on the Fianna Fáil payroll over the last 18 months. So we're not quite clear which one we're listening to when we're hearing comments like that. I spent a lot of last week going back and listening to everything that Ivan Yates had been saying over the course of the campaign with very different ears now. So now we're not clear with what hat was he wearing when he was saying that Jim Gavin had a very impressive CV, that his narrative outside of sport was very important. This was why he had a winnability. What hat was he wearing when he said he felt that Jim Gavin could improve in the debates? When he was talking last week about No Heave being on in Fianna Fáil, what hat was he wearing then? And that's the difficulty. There's no problem at all with Ivan Yates doing these two streams of work, but he didn't declare it.
And what questions then are there for Fianna Fáil? Because Fianna Fáil would have known when they heard him commenting in the media, when they heard the smear, the bejesus comments, which were widely publicised, that he was working for them.
Yeah, so It's clear now that Ivan Yates has been working for Fianna Fáil for quite some time, not just during election campaigns, but also coaching Fianna Fáil politicians between those times as well. So what people in Fine Gael are coming out saying now is Fianna Fáil need to come forward here and say, what exact work did Ivan Yates do for them? The Fine Gael quibble here is Fianna Fáil didn't step up when Ivan Yates was effectively being accused of being a Fine Gael strategist, which he wasn't, that he was a Fianna Fáil strategist secretly and not declaring it, and that Fianna Fáil were aware of this. If you look, for example, you know, here's Micheál Martin. Public interest, fact-based journalism has never been more important in a world that is increasingly in a perilous condition. Democracies are facing unprecedented challenges, with misinformation being weaponized to divide people and destabilize societies. So there was misinformation out here about Ivan Yates' role.
Do we know that Micheál Martin was aware of Ivan Yates' involvement with Jim Gavin?
Well, if Ivan Yates has been working for Fianna Fáil for the last three major election campaigns, I would find it remarkable that Micheál Martin doesn't know who exactly is working for his party. For example, there is certainly a suggestion out there, this wasn't the first time that Ivan Yates has been involved in debate coaching.
The concerns that were raised by Fine Gael, and we heard them raised on the This Week programme by Colin Brophy yesterday, he said that Fianna Fáil has questions to answer about this. How is that likely to go down with Fine Gael's coalition partners?
With Fine Gael?
How is that likely to go down in government? I mean, that there is essentially now a row.
Yeah, not great. And it would appear to have damaged trust as well, because people in Fine Gael are basically saying that Fianna Fáil allowed this to play out. They allowed Heather Humphreys to spend days on end having to defend herself from comments by Ivan Yates that had nothing to do with her, when in fact they were the ones who were employing Ivan Yates. So there is a trust issue. I'd say we're unlikely to get to the bottom of this one, to be honest. Fianna Fáil are stonewalling here. They're saying they're not commenting on the role of someone who was a contractor or otherwise. They adopted a similar position with Jim Gavin. I mean, we're 14 years on from a presidential election where Fianna Fáil's corporate fundraising became a central issue. We never got to the bottom of that. I doubt we're going to get to the bottom of this one either.
And are there questions then for News Talk and for the producers of Path to Power?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised that RTE are limiting their examination of Ivan Yates' contributions to just the presidential election, because ultimately he himself is saying he was working for Fianna Fáil going back to the general election and the European elections last year. Certainly from News Talk's perspective, he was on the Calling It podcast. He was also covering presenting slots there during the course of the very pertinent period during the election itself. Each of the media organisations who Ivan Yates was working with are basically saying, look, we didn't know that he was working for Fianna Fáil. If we had known that, then clearly our audience would have been told, and that it is very important to have that level of transparency. So that's a difficulty they're going to have. Ultimately, Commissioner Na Mban is the regulator here. I believe they're having a meeting today, and they may have something to say about it later on in the day. But it would appear that their guidelines on election coverage were not adhered to here, because we had somebody who was playing both sides, both working for a candidate and also analysing that candidate.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's 28 minutes past 8. We'll take a break. We're back with more after this. Now, earlier we spoke to Fionnán Sheehan in relation to Ivan Yates working with Fianna Fáil's candidate Jim Gavin during the presidential election. News Talk have been on to us to point out that he did present the Calling It podcast for the station, but they say that podcast began on October 9th after Mr. Gavin withdrew from the race on the 5th. We're back with more after this break.